Love Story. As we have seen, falling in love feels wonderful. It feels so good that you want to keep it forever by becoming a couple. You're still taking a break from approval seeking and all the painful thoughts that go with it. You're also having a lot of sex. One of the few ways most people give themselves some relief from their thoughts. And then love seems to wear off. Why do we have that impression? Here's the story of a quiet, home-loving woman who is powerfully attracted to an outdoorsy NASCAR fan. They meet at work, where she is the librarian. While they date, she pretends to enjoy watching stock car races, taking part in paint gun battles in the woods, and going to the victory parties afterward. He notices the signs of strain in her, but thinks that she is what she presents herself to be, a more sensitive version of himself. He, in turn, pretends that he likes Japanese food, and also that he wants to stay home and watch movies with her instead of going out to sports bars with his friends. She thinks that he is a more outgoing version of herself. They fall in love and move in together. High on feelings of acceptance and approval and lacking any way of understanding what has happened to them, the lovers continue to think that their facades have brought them love. But though they may be minimally aware of this, they are also feeling doubt and fear. Neither of them can really believe it when the other says, "I love you." The thought they keep to themselves is, "He, she, loves what I'm pretending to be. I doubt that he could love what I really am." If they've been around the block a few times, they're also hiding this thought. "I love what he's pretending to be. I'm not sure how I feel about who he really is." These doubtful thoughts don't cause too much trouble at first, because the lovers are basking in the blissful feelings that they link to the other person. What spoils the love fest is that, as time passes, the effort of maintaining their facades takes its toll, and those hidden doubts appear more often. One day she gets honest and admits that she'd rather stay home for the weekend than go to the Daytona 500. He feels confused and let down, though for his part, he's been living in fear that one of his friends will see him coming out of the library. The recriminations begin. She says, "You lied to me. You said you liked to stay home in the evenings and have time for our relationship. Or, you used to like staying home with me. You've changed. You don't love me anymore." He says, "You lied to me. You said you loved the things I love and wanted to be with me no matter what." Deep inside themselves, each of the lovers knows that the other is right, but they think they would lose ground if they admitted it instead of attacking back. They would love to stop the pretending, but they stick to the beliefs that seem to have worked so far. So staying in the roles that they created, by now they no longer realize that these are roles, they experience disappointment and anger. The lovers may now think they don't even like each other, and they may break up without ever truly meeting the person they've been living with. They have gone directly from their original facades to operating angry me puppets, each of them feeling betrayed by the other. To get to this kind of impasse, couples always pass up chances to reverse directions. For example, she could say, "You're right, honey. I tried to like NASCAR, but I hated it. I had to wear earplugs. I did that to make you love me. I wanted you to accept me and find me exciting. Did it work?" "What?" "I admit it. I lied. I pretended to like NASCAR because I was afraid you wouldn't love me if I didn't. Is that true? Would you love me anyway?" Now he's at a fork in the road. Will he admit that he lied about liking sushi? Or will he accuse her of being a phony and go back to operating his angry me puppet? She's taken the risk of telling the truth. If he joins her and takes the risk too, revealing his own doubts and fears, they've changed direction and are moving toward asking and finding what's really true for them. They might have something genuine and wonderful going, the beginning of honest relationships with themselves and, who knows, maybe even with each other. How can you know that a particular relationship is good or not? When you are out of sync with goodness, you know it. You aren't happy. And if a relationship is anything less than good, you need to question your thoughts. It's your responsibility to find your own way back to a relationship with yourself that makes sense. When you have that sweet relationship with yourself, your partner is an added pleasure. It's over-the-top grace. Romantic love is the story of how you need another person to complete you. It's an absolutely insane story. My experience is that I need no one to complete me. As soon as I realize that, everyone completes me.